Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring songs with a baseball theme from Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, Les Brown, and many more, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's Play Ball, coming up next on Afterglow.
And witty, who whispered to me, "You are so pretty." Soon he and I were cabareting. We had a good time, goes without saying. He came to my house, all the lights were low, and then he held me close, set my heart aglow. He told me that my lips were as sweet as wine. With that he put his two lips close to mine and talked of baseball, baseball, the Dodgers and baseball, baseball, Stan Musial and baseball, baseball, all through the night, baseball, baseball. I was so mad, I got to thinking, surely this lad will start me drinking, for there was me, eager and healthy, in love with a he. Handsome and wealthy, I tried to get him in my sweet embrace. All he had on his mind was the pen and trace. And though I saw him practically every night, we never went to movies or saw a fight. We just saw baseball, baseball, DiMaggio and baseball, baseball, Chicago Cubs, baseball, baseball, DeRocher and baseball, baseball. My heart knew such humiliation that I sat and planned retaliation, using the wiles known to all women. I'd marry that man if it was human. The wedding bells rang, we were one in June. Triumphantly we went on our honeymoon. He held me very tight under stars so bright and whispered, "Darling, who do you love tonight?" I told him, "Baseball, baseball, the Tigers and baseball, baseball, Ted Williams and baseball, baseball. I love the game, baseball, Yankees, red legs, Braves, White Sox, Indians, Phillies, Senators, Red Sox, Orioles, Athletics, Pirates, baseball, baseball, baseball.
Jane Morgan with the George Barnes Quintet singing a kind of baseball widow song, Baseball, Baseball. Morgan, a U.S.-born vocalist who became a hit overseas in France during the 1950s, so much so that when Dave Capp signed her to an American label, he decided to try to put a reputation as a French singer to rest by having her do the song Baseball, Baseball, evidently thinking that anybody that obsessed with baseball, happily or unhappily, must be American. Before that, saxophonist King Curtis doing what's practically the baseball national anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'm playing baseball-related popular song for this edition of Afterglow, music celebrating, for the most part, America's national pastime, with recordings on deck, so to speak, from Les Brown, Count Basie, Vince Guaraldi, Nat King Cole, and more. I'll start off with music from Damn Yankees, the 1950s musical about a middle-aged Washington Senators fan so frustrated by years of defeat at the hands of the seemingly invincible New York Yankees that he agrees to sell his soul to the devil in exchange for being turned into a youthful superstar who can lead his beloved Senators to the World Series. People may think the Yankees are a dynasty today, but back in the 1950s, they did win the American League pennant almost literally every year. The musical was based on a novel called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant, and after a smash run on Broadway, it was turned into a movie. We'll hear the slinky standard that emerged from it, Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets, in which the devil's sexy assistant tries to lure protagonist Joe Hardy into a different kind of athletic activity. First, another song from the show that became a hit, in which a group of not-so-highly-talented ballplayers give exhortation to the most important quality in life. You gotta have heart on Afterglow.
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door, there's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got, a great pitcher we haven't got, a great ball club we haven't got. What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Oh, you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sob do we heave, mister, cause we've got hope.
Boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hearty thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho.
We've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse. And to add to it,
we've got heart.
Thank you. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have,
make up your mind to have,
no regrets,
no regrets.
Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win?
Can't win, you'll never, never win.
You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win?
Can't win, you'll never, never win.
You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
Give in, you'll never win.
Give in. Give in.
Sarah Vaughan doing a song from the musical Damn Yankees that's become a siren song of temptation, the kind of temptation all athletes are all too prone to. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, from Vaughan's golden hits. And before that, from the original cast recording of Damn Yankees, we heard You Gotta Have Heart. Damn Yankees' plot hinged on the notion of the baseball hero who can elevate or carry a team almost single-handedly. And while all sports have icons, the ones in baseball seem to loom even larger in popular culture, and a number of them inspired songs. One song in the late 1940s paid tribute to a player whose heroism extended to more than just his athletic feats on the field. His heroism consisted in large part of simply showing up on the field and shutting out all of the abuse and hatred that he received from many fans and other players. Jackie Robinson was not only the first black player to play in the major leagues, he was also a star performer. R&B bandleader Buddy Johnson wrote and recorded a song about him in 1949 called Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? That also became a hit for Count Basie. We'll hear Basie's version coming up right after this. The Les Brown Big Band's ode to the Yankee Clipper, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio, on Afterglow.
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Kill that umpire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then, he's hit a good 12 more, jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side. Stopped our Joe one night in Cleveland. Oh, 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 goodbye, Street DiMaggio.
It's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's so old.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Count Basie in 1949 doing Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? And before that, Les Brown's big band doing Joltin' Joe DiMaggio, with several allusions to DiMaggio's 1941-56 game hitting streak. I'll go now from the iconic to a pair of baseball tunes that offer a sort of contrast, but both performed by artists with roots in boogie-woogie piano. First up, a pretty saucy 1951 R&B tune from pianist and singer Mabel Scott, a mainstay on the 1940s Los Angeles Central Avenue scene, who had enjoyed a hit with boogie-woogie Santa Claus, and who was married for several years to the great club blues pianist and singer Charles Brown. And speaking of Charles Browns, we'll also hear from pianist Vince Guaraldi his Peanuts baseball theme, which celebrates the more innocent but still emotionally complex world of the Charles Schulz characters, who are often featured in a baseball setting, with Charlie Brown as manager of a team that was ahead of its time, with three girl ball players on the roster. Charlie Brown never won a game, but he did stand up for his players. In one cartoon episode, he even turns down a team sponsorship because the sponsor doesn't want girls or dogs on the team. Right now, here's Mabel Scott's Baseball Boogie on Afterglow.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch, can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hurl I sling? Ball I throw to you. Forget your bat, ready, baby.
Vince Guaraldi performing Baseball Theme from the album A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Before that, Mabel Scott doing the suggestive Baseball Boogie. I'll have more baseball-related popular song in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, where bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
O'Brien,
to Ryan,
to Goldberg,
what a great double play.
The other team never can get to score.
In every inning,
we keep them from winning.
Each time that they try for a rally, that's when we save the day.
Someone's on first and the game is in doubt.
The guy up at bat hits a terrible clout.
The dust clears away and they're both of them out.
O'Brien to Ryan,
to Goldberg.
O'Brien to Ryan,
to Goldberg.
Packs them into the park.
The crowds in the bleachers are there at dawn. They treat us royal.
Gee whiz, but they're loyal.
I'm playing baseball music on this edition of Afterglow, and one of the biggest baseball fans among American popular song performers was Nat King Cole. Cole was especially devoted to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he had such a love of baseball that he ended up recording a couple of songs with baseball themes, including a humorous baseball slang retelling of biblical stories and a sort of lullaby called Goodnight Little Leaguer. Cole champion Will Friedwald is a bit dubious about this song. He says it sounds like something Ricky Ricardo would have sung at the club Babaloo on I Love Lucy. But he also notes that Cole, as usual, elevates the material. Cole also donated proceeds from the song to the Los Angeles area Little League. Here's Nat King Cole and Good Night Little Leaguer on Afterglow.
Hit the hay, you freckled rookie. Put your bat away. You have played your baseball for today. Better hit that dreamy dugout than put out the light. Good night, little leaguer. Good night. By the way, you freckled rookie, gee, I'm proud of you, stealing all those bases like you do. With your halo in your pocket, almost out of sight. Good night, little leaguer, good night. From the moment that you warm up with all those other guys, you're in the game to win and not to lose. When you hang your uniform up, no matter what your size, no Ruth or Willie Mays could fill your shoes. You may never win a series, never be a star, still you rate a pennant as you are. May that umpire up in heaven keep you safe tonight. Good night, little leader. Good night. May that umpire up in heaven keep you safe tonight. Good night, little leaguer, and please sleep tight. Good night, little leaguer. Good night.
sermon today, said the Reverend Jones, is baseball and whence it came. If you take the good book and you take a good look, you will find the first baseball game. It says Eve stole first and Adam second. Solomon umpired the game. Rebecca went to the well with the pitcher, and Ruth in the field made a name. Goliath was struck out by David, a base hit made on Abel by Cain, and the prodigal son made a great home run. Brother Noah gave checks out for rain. Now old St. Pete was checking errors, also had charge of the gate. Salome sacrificed Big John the Baptist, who wound up a head on the plate. Delilah was pitching to Samson when he brought down the house with a clout, and the angels that day made a double play. That's when Adam and Eve were thrown out. Now Jonah wailed and went down swinging. Later he hopped up again. A lion drive by old Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel warm up in the pen. Satan was pitching that apple. It looked as though he might fan them all. But then Joshua let go with a mighty blow, and he blasted one right at the wall, shouting, come along and let's play ball.
Nat King Cole performing an unusual baseball interpretation of the Bible, The First Baseball Game, written by Don Ray and Gene DePaul, whose compositional fingerprints are also on classic songs such as You Don't Know What Love Is and I'll Remember April. That song based on a 1906 baseball poem titled Brother Noah Gave Out Checks for Rain. Both of those recordings coming from the Bear Family Nat King Cole collection Love. Nat King Cole became a Dodgers fan after they moved to Los Angeles, where he was living in the late 1950s. To move to Los Angeles, the Dodgers had to leave Brooklyn, a traumatic event for Brooklyn baseball fans, obviously, and so traumatic that a song was written and recorded about it in 1957, when the move began to seem imminent. The song was recorded by Brooklyn comedian Phil Foster, who based much of his humor on his home borough, and who had once worked as a peanut vendor at the Dodgers Stadium Ebbets Field. The lyrics were written by Bill Persky and Sam Denhoff, who would go on several years later to become the head writers for the Dick Van Dyke Show. We'll also hear a later song that celebrates the Dodgers being in Los Angeles from pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg. First, Phil Foster's 1957 plea, Let's Keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn, on Afterglow.
Say, did you hear the news about what's happening in Brooklyn? We really got the blues about what's happening in Brooklyn. It ain't official yet, we hope official it don't get. But beware, my friend, and let me warn you, they're thinking of taking the bums to California. Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Our house is not a home without some love. Don't let them leave our premises, L.A. will be their nemesis. But Brooklyn fits the Dodgers like a glove. Mr. Walter O'Malley, we always called you Pally. We stuck with you through thick and thin. But if you take away the Dodgers, guys like Cappy, Nuke, and Hodges, we ain't your pal no more the way we've been. Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Our house is not a home without some love. Don't let them leave our premises, L.A. would be their nemesis, cause Brooklyn fits the Dodgers like a glove. We offer our bridges, you can take them with you. We have a couple we could spare,
but we all feel so glum. Without the Duke and Gilliam, we need one left to jump off in despair. Billy, what would Brooklyn be without the Dodgers? Well, Brooklyn will be like a pair of socks that's holy without Jackson and Somoli. Like a bed without a pillar, without Erskine and Perilla. Like a ship without a harbor, without Padres and the barber. Like the sun without its shine, without Zimmer and Levine. Like the birds without a bee, without Alston and Pee Wee. And here I am, a poet, and I didn't even know it. So send the Phils to Trenton, the Giants to St. Paul, but keep the bums in Brooklyn, the greatest ball of all. So let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. You heard our plea, at last we had our say. Your mind is in the park if you take them to that spark. Keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn, USA.
We really love them. Keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn, O'Malley. Do me one favor. Mind your own business and stay home. Don't leave town.
The young men came west to play the game in Dodger blue. Through laughter and tears, the young men came west and rose to fame in Dodger blue. And they stayed and they played and they made a dream come true. So here's to the dream, and here's to the team in Los Angeles, Dodger blue. Wally Moon, Wes Parker, Manny Mota, Norm Larker, McMullen, McDevitt, McDermott, McBean, Doyle Alexander, and Claude Osteen. Art Fowler, Dick Egan, Tommy Haller, Phil Regan, Simoli, Farillo, Hodges and Duke, Erskine and Koufax, Drysdale and Nuke, from Smokey Walt Alston to Sweet Sweet Lou, they all wore Dodger blue. Los Angeles, Dodger blue. Some came up for just a cup of coffee, while others stayed for many a season through. But they all had a dream, and they all made the team, and they all wore Dodger blue. Maury Wills, Jim Ferry, Norm and Larry Sherry, Lefevre, Lasorda, Valentine, Reese and Reeser, Clem Labine, Roger Craig, Tom Hutton, Steve Yeager, Don Sutton, Will Hyde and Williams, Zimmer and Zahn, Garvey and Gilliam, Joshua and John, and Juan Marichal was a Dodger too. Even he wore Dodger blue. Los Angeles, Dodger blue. And they stayed and they played and they made a dream come true. So here's to the dream and here's to the team in Los Angeles, Dodger blue.
Pianist and singer-songwriter Dave Frischberg doing Dodger Blue, and before that we heard comedian Phil Foster, his 1957 plea, Let's Keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. The Dodgers weren't the only team to leave New York City in 1957. So did the Giants, who also moved west to San Francisco, taking with them their great center fielder Willie Mays, a.k.a. the Say Hey Kid. We'll hear two more icon songs now, one from the Traineers celebrating Mays, and another heroic center fielder from a 1950s New York team, Yankee Mickey Mantle, who even appears on the record. Here's Teresa Brewer with Mickey Mantle singing I Love Mickey on Afterglow.
Mickey who?
You know who, the fella with the celebrated swing. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the one who drives me batty every spring. If I don't make a hit with him, my heart will break in two. I wish that I could catch him and pitch a little woo. I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey you.
Mickey me.
And that's who. I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, his muscles are a mighty sight to see. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the one I want to steal right home with me. Oh, I'd sacrifice most anything to win his many charms. I'd like to be a fly ball and pop right in his arms. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey Mantle. Ooh, I love you.
Who, me?
Ooh, I love you.
Not Yogi Berra?
Go get it. Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's slung on man. Hits it farther than can't begin. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say
Willie, that giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. And he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate, say hey.
Cover center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate, say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, that giant kid.
It's in an awful jam. But now he's back, and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, say hey,
say
looking at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, that giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie, what you gonna say?
Say hey.
The Traineers doing a Say Hey, the Willie Mays song, a tribute to the great and New York San Francisco Giants center fielder. And before that, Teresa Brewer singing an ode to the great New York Yankee center fielder, Mickey Mantle, who's heard on the record as well. I love Mickey. Well, we've got a finale from Frank Sinatra coming up, but we will have a seventh inning stretch of sorts before that with pianist Russ Freeman and Andre Previn from an album they did in the late 1950s of instrumentals, all titles that relate to baseball. And this one relates to the very famous Abbott and Costello sketch, Who's On First? Russ Freeman and Andre Previn on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Pianist Andre Previn and Russ Freeman doing Who's On First from their album Double Play. I'll close out this edition of Afterglow with what's probably the classic baseball song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, written in 1908 and originally sung during reel changes in movie theaters to promote sales of the sheet music, long before it became a sing-along for fans during the seventh inning stretch. The full version of the song details a baseball-mad young woman who keeps spurning her suitor's attempts to take her to a movie, saying, "Take me out to the ball game instead." The song has been recorded over the years by artists ranging from Harpo Marx and the Ink Spots to Bob Dylan. We'll hear it sung by Frank Sinatra, appropriately enough, since Sinatra's New York, New York is always played at the end of the game whenever the Yankees win at Yankee Stadium, and Gene Kelly from their classic 1949 movie Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We'll also hear a melancholic baseball-related song from Sinatra's 70s period. First, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game on Afterglow.
Kelly loved baseball games, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they played.
Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
"To Coney Isle, dear, we'll go."
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout, "Hey, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game."
To be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen, and the air was such a wonder. From the hot dogs and the beer, yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big fort of July, with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries. And the sky has got so cloudy, when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
I close with Frank Sinatra performing There Used to Be a Ballpark from the Reprise Collection, and before that, Sinatra and Gene Kelly doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game from Sinatra in Hollywood. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services, located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark, and it soon